We've been out for close to a year, right?
Yeah, or more. But doesn't seem like a year though. It seems like couple of weeks, months, like months, yeah.
Well, we've been working,
Yeah.
Nigeria has been happening, like a lot
Yeah.
has been happening. So
I guess like
last time we did this, we had a different president. I don't want to go into politics now, but it is what it is. Anyways, guys, welcome back to Ball Game Times, the podcast where we gather all of our football opinions, blend it, and deliver it straight to you right here on YouTube, on Spotify, as well as Apple Podcasts. My name is Mubarak, and I am joined by my guy, Abdulaziz. What's
Yeah,
going on, bro?
I'm good, Chief.
Still top of the league, right? Liverpool have been top of the league for recent weeks, but Arsenal back
Top of
top
the
of the league.
league, baby.
Yeah, today we'll be talking about the Premier League title race. We'll be talking about the international break coming up as well, because Nigeria has a 26-man list and there's some important invitations that
Yeah,
some people
fresh
are going to
names.
have their debuts.
Yeah, fresh
So
names.
we'll get into that as well. We're going to look around Europe as well if there's any interesting news. Of course, Germany,
Yeah,
Bayer Leverkusen are doing a madness over there.
there's always something to talk about in
Of
Europe.
course.
Leverkusen are doing magic right now, so
The
many things.
NPFL as well, last night,
Yeah, Sporting
it was
Lagos.
today, it was actually today, Sporting Lagos
Yeah,
defeated
Remo
Remo
Stars.
Stars
Yeah,
in the
4-1,
Southwest Derby,
4-1. Good
and
game, good game.
Twitter has been so
Yeah,
lively about
Sporting
that
Lagos. I
game.
think Sporting Lagos, they are here to stay.
I think let's even start by talking about them, because I think they are very important for the league. People do not really realize how important they are, because they have, I think they have this visibility that every other team struggles to have.
Yeah,
Because
they bring actually bring a lot. Like they bring the razzmatazz too. You know, anything that involves Lagos is always like the life of the party in Nigeria. So having a team come from Lagos is very, very important for the league.
Where are Vendreza? Because I thought everything Sporting Lagos are doing right now, what they are right now, I thought that was going to be Vendreza a couple of
Yeah,
seasons ago.
I think they if not if
They got
not they they
relegated.
I don't know. I think they are in the National League. I think so. But them not being here, I think they set the tone for Sporting Lagos. They made people that the people that got that acquired Sporting Lagos believe that, oh, if they can do something, if they can get close to this, I think we can do it too. And if you don't know, there's another team right now, I don't know if you guys have heard of it, Inter Lagos.
Really?
Yeah. Inter Lagos. They're a new team too.
So like Inter
Private build.
Miami, Inter
Yeah.
Lagos. Ah, interesting.
So they watch out. Lagos very soon. Lagos will be like the center for football. Like it should be. Like I feel like that's when we played our best football, Lagos was like the center of Nigerian football. And it should be like that too.
I can't wait for like a proper football stadium, like modern football stadium, to be built in Lagos, because I think we need that. Like all the stadiums are, I don't want to go into all of that infrastructural stuff and all the governmental
I still think the
issues.
best thing would be for us to totally rebuild the National Stadium. The one,
Instead of building a new one.
yeah, the one that we've shared like lovely memories in, the same one in Surulere. I think that would be the
Yeah, of
best
course,
thing.
like we should renovate them, but I would like to still see like a new stadium in the center of, because I was looking at AFCON. Did you see that game where did you see that stadium where Nigeria played? I think it must have been our second game.
Second game was against Ivory Coast.
No, I think it was our last group game. Yeah, our last group game.
Okay, that was
The
against
stadium was
Guinea-Bissau.
right beside the sea, and you could see how that stadium was so beautiful. And I was just thinking to myself, like, imagine a stadium in
The
Nigeria
only
in
country
a
is
place
close to the
like
sea now.
VI or something, huh?
The only country stadium is kind of is close to the sea, yeah. If you
But
get
I've not
like
seen an aerial view of it
Yeah, I'm
though.
sure
I
if you
don't
get
know.
an aerial view because you know it's close to the bridge, it's then.
But that's different still. This one was like right behind. Anyways, let's talk about the Premier League title race, which is hurting up right now, before we get into talking about international football. Liverpool against Manchester City ended in a 1-1 draw. It was a
Yeah,
good game of football, high
pulsated,
intensity,
yeah.
box office. Arsenal as well is looking like advantage Arsenal now. Arsenal defeated
Brentford
2-1. Declan Rice with the first goal. Kai Havertz.
Samina Mina. Waka waka.
Samina Mina.
Yeah, it's already. Kai Havertz scores again. Omo, you guys will not rest. I won't say much because last season we all know what happened when I was like bragging, but this time around I won't say much. Just watch out.
Arsenal are doing well, to be fair. They are doing, you guys are doing well, but I don't like the way your fans are behaving on the internet. Like it's very annoying how Arsenal fans can be.
I feel like that's anyway. That's Nigerian sound.
Up Nepa.
Yeah. That's the best sound in Nigeria.
Oh man.
I personally feel Arsenal, like we've worked so hard to get to where we are right now.
Yeah.
And it is also like a great advertisement for the league that there's going to be a 3-horse race. Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned it to you and you were like, you don't feel like it would happen.
Yeah, I felt at that point like one of the teams would drop eventually, but yeah, it's not looking that way.
No, it doesn't. Three of them are very strong, and it would probably, I would really love it, and I think I deserve it. I think I want it to go to the last day. I want helicopters.
All three teams?
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
Yeah, I want it to happen.
That'd be crazy.
Like, and I want something close to an Aguero moment with Arsenal winning the league.
Let's talk about Ramsdale. I think he had a howl in that game.
Yeah.
He was there to replace
David Raya,
who is on loan from Brentford. Yeah. Can't play against his parental club.
Yeah.
So like he had a howl in that game, and it looks like next season he might be out of Arsenal.
That's probably his last game.
I still think he's a top class goalkeeper. And I think everything that's going wrong with him now has to do with confidence. And sometimes I just sit back and think, it seems like Arteta has sabotaged him because he didn't put any foot wrong. He did pretty well for you guys last season. He was solid.
I think it's not Arteta's fault, but he can take some of the blame too. Ramsdale was fantastic for Arsenal. Like ever since Arsenal signed him last season, he was one of Arsenal's best players.
Mm-hmm.
But Arteta mentioned one thing when he came in. He said there are some non-negotiables with how he wants to play. And the way he wants to play, Ramsdale can be temperamental with how he plays. With how he mentioned it in an interview that sometimes he himself loses concentration during games. And David Raya is a very cool-headed player. Mm. He makes the right passes. He's very good with his feet. When it comes to goalkeeping abilities, I don't think Raya is better than Ramsdale. I think they are like on the same level, but when it comes to like playing out from the back, coming like watching how the opponent plays, how they press you, how you break the press, I think Raya is one of the best goalkeepers. And I don't know if you remember when Brentford played Liverpool, was it 3 seasons ago when they just came in? And Jurgen Klopp said Raya was playing like a number 10, the way he was spraying those passes. So I think that's why he's playing ahead of Ramsdale. And mistake...
I don't think he is a better goalkeeper than Ramsdale, though, in all fairness.
Yeah, I don't think he is, too. When it comes to their short stopping abilities, I think they're on the same level.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's, Ramsdale, his confidence right now is like very low, because that mistake he made against Brentford, I don't think he would make that mistake on like an average day. But you know, his confidence, and he redeemed himself. He made like 2 good saves after that, like 2 decent saves, and you know, Kai Havertz like saved his bomb.
You guys let us know in the comments, who do you think is the better goalkeeper, Ramsdale or David Raya?
Yeah,
I'm talking about people who have calm heads. At some point when Arsenal made that signing to bring Ben White to the Emirates, there was a section of the Arsenal fan base that felt like it wasn't a signing that you needed. Because at that point you had Pablo Mari, there was Gabriel
Magalhaes,
I don't know how to pronounce that name. Yeah. And then you had Saliba coming back from his loan spell in the Ligue 1. So it looked like, why were you bringing in a centre back? And eventually, I think they've been proven right in some way, because he's not been playing as a centre back. He's been playing
as a right back. Yeah.
But maybe if Timber was fit, maybe he wouldn't have been able to. But last season he had a great season. Kudos to him.
Yeah.
This is a tweet about Benjamin White, which I found very interesting. This is from Michael Timms. Benny Blanco, the Love Island Maldini, Sir Benjamin of White, we are not worthy. Is that his chant?
I think they're trying to create a new chance for him. You know, I don't think he has one. I think this is probably maybe a new one. I'm not sure.
English football fans are the best when it comes to chants.
Are you sure?
Bro, I don't know. I don't speak
Maybe because Italian we don't or, speak yeah, other languages. Because I've seen some crazy chants. I saw one in the Brazilian league game. And I didn't understand what they were saying, but the old stadium was literally bouncing. I think it was Vasco da Gama.
They were doing for like a player or for the club. Because English people have...
That's the problem. Like, they don't speak the language.
They have chants for various players. Yeah. Like in Liverpool, for instance, they have a chant for Jota. They have one for Salah. They used to have one for Sadio Mane. They have one for Van Dijk.
Yeah, like, I get you. Like, to be honest, they are pretty amazing at it. Like, compared to, like, this part of the world, like Africa.
Bro, even in Europe, I think English people are top tier in terms of that. Cause
yeah, but we don't speak the languages of, like, we don't understand Italian.
Well,
so whatever
they are saying. Why does Osimhen not have a chant then, for instance?
Okay.
There's like a chant, but it's not a chant still. Because the stadium announcer would be like,
I think that's
Victor, Osimhen. That's like hype, more like.
They do it for
like
every player that scores.
Exactly. It's not like they have it. Because if they did have a chant, we would know.
What's the best chant in football right now? Player chant in the EPL.
It has to be that Kai Havertz one. I saw a video of Chip, the rapper, doing a chant about him. And I think he's different from the one you just did. I don't know, because he was like 60 million.
Okay, it's like this. Samina, mina, waka, waka, 60 million down the drain. Kai Havertz scores again.
Anyway, enough about Arsenal. You guys are having a great season.
I think Liverpool too. Liverpool are having like they are exceeding expectations, to be honest.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, when the season started, I didn't think Liverpool would be in this position.
Yeah.
Like, look at the Carling Cup final, the Carabao Cup final. They did wonders with those kids. I don't think it has ever happened before. Even when Wenger used kids, like, they would get to the finals and they would crumble. But you know, Liverpool just they outdid themselves that day.
Well, before I get into Liverpool, I still want to look at that Arsenal team. I think Declan Rice signing for Arsenal has been like the revelation. It's been like the missing piece out of the puzzle for you guys, and that's why Arsenal are difficult to defeat right now. Like, defensively, Arsenal are the best in the league, and there's a reason why that is happening. Last season, you guys had a great spine still with Partey and Xhaka, who are good players as well.
Yeah.
But Declan Rice has just come in and taken it to a whole new level, and it's just amazing to see that he's able to do it alone, because he's playing with two number eights most of the time. He has Odegaard, and who's on the other side most of the time? Sometimes Havertz, sometimes Jorginho.
Yeah.
So it's like he's playing like the pivot in that midfield, and he's been amazing.
And sometimes the part that has really surprised me most is his playmaking ability.
Yeah,
his abilities to deliver, like
he can carry the ball.
Yeah,
as well.
He can deliver wonderful set pieces. I think he has like 5 or 6 assists. I think he has 4 from set pieces.
And he has goals as well.
Yeah. So his ability to get into the box and score goals and deliver wonderful set pieces, I think that's what is really like
set him apart.
Yeah, like surprised me, because I knew about his defensive abilities, like from West Ham, you know, West Ham play pragmatic.
I've always known that he was good with the ball at his feet, because even at West Ham, he didn't want to be seen as just a defender, because he actually started as a centre back.
Yeah.
And then they moved him into midfield, and there was that talk of, can he play there? Can he even play? Could he even play further up the pitch? Could
was it
play
when he was? When he was at Chelsea, like
at
the
West
academy?
At West Ham, he actually started as a centre back.
Whoa.
First time. Yeah, because at some point you weren't rooting the Declan Rice, you were all about party. But right now,
I was even rooting for Arsenal to sign Caicedo, to be honest.
Bro, you guys dodge the big bullet right there.
Are you sure? I think Caicedo is a fantasy. He's just playing.
He's not a better player than Declan Rice, though. He's not. No, he's not. Anyway, let's talk about Liverpool and City as well, who are also in the title race. Their game finished 1-1.
Yeah, wonderful game. At Anfield.
The fans were amazing. City opened the scoring from a very well-worked corner kick. From Liverpool's perspective, of course, it was disappointing. It was a disappointing corner kick to concede. Switched off, and then it happened. There was a lot of talk about it on social media, and how it was reminiscent of Trent's corner taking quickly at Barcelona a few years ago. But yeah, from City's perspective, obviously they are excited. They were excited for that goal.
Yeah,
of course they're not excited with the draw.
It looked like something they worked
from the training ground.
Yeah, they worked on it from the training ground, because after the goal got in, I saw Pep like pointing to somebody and on the bench. I think maybe the Celtic coach or something.
Yeah.
And he was like,
crazy. Like, and there is a misconception I would like to clear. Like Liverpool fans, I know we don't like to lose, but like some people are getting it wrong. You cannot be offside from a corner kick, because they were trying to make comparisons from that with the goal we scored in the Carabao Cup final against
somebody actually
Chelsea.
Mentioned it too.
Yeah, wasn't offside.
Yes, you can't be offside from a throw-in. You can't be offside from a corner kick. Yeah. Direct corner, so it's not.
Because Ike was impeding McAllister's movement, if I'm not mistaken. Was it McAllister? I think it must have been him.
Yeah. I'm not sure, too.
So, he stopped him from moving in what looked like an offside position if he was in regular play, but he wasn't in regular play. It was a corner kick. And yeah, Liverpool equalized from the spot, I think, a few seconds after the second half. After half time. It was a good penalty. Too quick for the goalkeeper. But
shout out to McAllister though, he has been like very amazing this season. I'm really, really surprised. You guys got him for how much? 35 million?
35 million, which was his release clause.
Wow.
If it wasn't because he was release clause, I think that's at least £80 million.
That's the difference between Liverpool, Arsenal and City with Chelsea and Man United this season. Because how can you sign McAllister for 35 million and another team is signing Caicedo for 100 million plus? The difference between them this season, it's like night and day.
Yeah.
Like how? Who makes this? These calls, who pays?
But Liverpool were going to pay $100 million for Caicedo anyways.
That was not their priority. They tried to sign him like because, you know, they felt like they needed him later after they got money for Fabinho and Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
But they signed McAllister early. You know that they prioritized him. Mm-hmm. So Caicedo was just like, oh, who's in the market right now?
It was going to be a panic buy.
Yeah, so. But, you know, the one they identified quickly and paid money for, wow, McAllister. I think if the season ends today, he would be in the team of the season. Yes. Yeah.
Well,
because he played out of position, like, many times this season. Yeah. He played as a DM many times, and he did it fantastically well. So, big ups to him. He has been fantastic.
Well, yeah, he's been fantastic, but the talk of him being in the team of this season, because there's been a lot of performers, including Endo. I think Endo, for me, would be in the team of the season if I was doing
Endo that. Hasn't started enough games to get that call.
The only times when he wasn't starting was because he was at the Asian Cup.
No, before that time, I think there was a time he was just McAllister, Szoboszlai, Curtis Jones.
At that point, I think we had just signed him and he wasn't settled yet. But once he settled in, he has been playing all of our games.
I felt maybe McAllister started many games as a DM before the East Endo
into it. Yes.
And Endo, not taking anything, if he has been fantastic. I think he's one of like the players that has caught me by surprise, because how can a 30-year-old come from Germany and he's this good and nobody picked him up?
Yeah.
Like, he has been playing.
That signing is a testament of Klopp being German, because obviously a German manager would know
and
the German league.
You guys bought him for how much?
I think 16 million.
Can you imagine?
Euros or pounds.
So sometimes, don't...
18
don't,
million it, pounds.
I always tell people sometimes when you hear players being quoted for a large amount, it doesn't mean the player is fantastic or anything. If you see another player being quoted for a lesser amount. Arsenal got Jorginho for 12 million.
Mm.
And to be honest, he's like one of our most important players right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So money sometimes doesn't equate quality. Mm-hmm. Or it might equate quality, but it might not be what you need as a club at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys signed Endo for how much? 16.
Mm-hmm.
They got Caicedo for 100 million plus. Enzo Fernandez, the same. And, you know, money, like, it brings out the fact that money isn't everything in life.
In life and in football as well.
Yeah, and football is life.
Exactly, football is real life, bro.
Yeah.
So, who do you think would go on to win the league? Like, I know that's a tough question to answer right now.
The thing is, I have two answers, one for my head and one for my heart.
Okay.
Yeah, the one for my head, I think Liverpool.
Why did you say Liverpool?
Because they are playing like champions.
The way they played against City today, to be honest, I've not seen City rattled like that, especially that second half.
Yeah.
And
you guys are not doing it like based off like tactics or anything. It's just pure football heart. Just cojones.
Yes.
That's it. Because no matter any team you put out,
yeah,
any starting 11, maybe it's like the kids or anybody, or you mix it up, there's no Salah, there's no Gakpo, there's no Dawizi.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody you put out there, they are ready to like die. And I think the main reason why it's like this is because Klopp announced that he's leaving early. I think that's the X factor. Like, they just want to win everything for that man, because he has really done an amazing job.
But I think Klopp, or the decision to put Salah on the bench, almost backfired, because in that first half we lacked X factor. In that first half, I think if we had Salah, we would have done a lot more. Because if we had him from the beginning of the game, there's a high chance that he would have got at least a chance through on goal, and he would be able to put the ball at the back of the net.
Yeah.
Because if we had opened scoring against City, it would be difficult. It would have been difficult for them to come back. Diaz had a couple of chances, fluffed them, which was very disappointing.
He still had a good game.
Yeah, he still had overall, a good game.
He had a good game.
He
turned Walker.
But bro, if Jota was on that pitch today, he scores at least a brace.
The chances Diaz like didn't put in the box, in the net, I think Jota will put them in.
Straight up, bro.
He's probably the most clinical player.
At Liverpool, yeah. I agree. Even ahead of Salah.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, Aziz thinks Liverpool will win the league from his head, but from his heart, what is he saying? Arsenal, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, this is a tricky question. The more I look at Arsenal, bro, like, the more I look at, because they say defenses win you titles, right?
Yeah.
And if you look at the three teams, Arsenal's defense is obviously the strongest, and Arsenal have the best
goals difference.
I think they've scored more goals than every other team in the Premier League this season. And if you look at those three teams, City have failed to beat either Liverpool or Arsenal. Same with Liverpool. Arsenal actually have beaten both of those teams at the Emirates. So if you are looking at on the basis of that, I think Arsenal have showed every sign at league. Because they challenged for the league last season, it seems like a progression. Right, it looks like they've been working on it and they're actually trying to get to a point. So if they win the league this season, I wouldn't be surprised. I would actually feel they deserved it, because you guys have actually been trying to get here and you've made the Declan Rice signing.
If you win the league, you guys will not sleep. Be careful what you wish for,
bro. It's not like I wish for it. I just feel it's going to happen. If you guys will not sleep. If it doesn't happen, then you guys will be in trouble as well.
But if you look at the fixtures, the remaining fixtures, Arsenal has like the tougher fixtures. Arsenal are still here to play City, Chelsea, Spurs, United. Like, out of the main 10 games.
I don't think Chelsea and United should be different.
United would be like the match before the last match.
Wow.
And to be at Old Trafford.
Wow.
So that's tricky.
I'll be there.
Arsenal is also going to Tottenham Stadium, I think, in maybe a month or so.
I'll be there.
So Arsenal has it tougher with fixtures, but you know, sometimes it's the Premier League. Those little teams can actually spoil.
But do you think Arsenal, because the results today, the 1-0 draw between Liverpool and City, some Arsenal fans are actually happy with it. They feel like it's advantage Arsenal. Yes, like yes. You feel like it's advantage genuinely for you guys.
Yes, I do.
I think it's advantage Liverpool in a way.
How?
Because, okay, yeah, Liverpool are second now, right?
Yeah.
And you still have to go to City.
Yes. I genuinely feel like we can beat City.
I don't think you can beat City at the Etihad.
I think it will be hard, but I think
if Arsenal go to the Etihad and defeat City, then they deserve to win the league. They should win the league.
I think Arsenal can.
It's not easy to win there. But every team that has won the league competing against City has had to beat them at the Etihad. Liverpool haven't done that.
Yeah.
They've had a draw. If Arsenal goes there and defeats them, then they should. When Leicester won the league, they beat them at their own ground. Liverpool, when we won the league the last time, we had to beat them at the Etihad.
The Etihad is an Anfield. I think it's probably like the two toughest places to go in world football right now. It's not even just in the Premier League.
But I don't like that comparison, but I get you. I get how you mean.
Yeah. I think...
In terms of the football they play, they make it difficult for you, but in terms of the other factors, I don't think the Etihad is that intimidating.
I'm talking about the football.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because, you know, there are so many intimidating stadiums that the home teams should get slapped.
Exactly.
Like Galatasaray Stadium.
Yeah.
Very intimidating.
Bro.
But they still get slapped.
If I hear about intimidating stadiums, I always remember Valencia, bro. Was it Valencia? No, it was a Spanish team. Was it Valencia or Atletico Madrid?
Atletico Madrid, the Vicente Calderon.
Think their former stadium.
Yeah,
that was the former stadium. Yeah, bro, Liverpool played them. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Atletico Madrid. This was a Europa League fixture.
How many years ago? Was it Villarreal?
No, it wasn't Villarreal.
Villarreal, they don't really have.
It wasn't Villarreal, but it was a Spanish team, bro. Like they made us feel like yes, this is not your territory, and I could feel it. I wasn't even at the stadium.
There are so many intimidating stadiums in Europe that there's the San Siro too can be intimidating.
Yeah. Bernabeu.
Yeah, Bernabeu. Camp Nou,
very intimidating.
The Signal Iduna Park.
Yeah.
In Germany.
Dortmund,
There are so many stadiums like that. But when it comes to like football, there are some teams that they don't really have like the intimidating crowd. But what they do on that pitch, but while some people they have it both. Yeah. They have the crowd and what they do on the pitch.
That's Liverpool, Madrid as well.
Yeah. But, you know, when it comes to what they do on the field, I think City are probably, like, City, Liverpool are probably...
Where does Arsenal sit in all of that?
I think Arsenal are coming up when it comes to that. What's Arsenal's former stadium? The Ivory.
Yeah.
Ivory too used to be like that. Very intimidating, small, compact... The crowd very close to the pitch. You know, it was very intimidating.
Uh-huh.
Even the tunnel was intimidating because you were very close to the players and they were staring at you like tall, lanky, bulldog looking players. So Arsenal are still building it, and you know, with time. But after Liverpool and City in the Premier League, I think Arsenal comes third when it comes to that aspect.
Well, yeah, I think I agree with that. Yeah. But there's a lot of smaller teams that have very intimidating stadiums. Anyways, guys, let us know in the comments who do you think would win the Premier League. Is it looking like a three-horse race and things are looking very interesting at this point in time? Is it going to be Liverpool? Is it going to be Arsenal or Manchester City to retain their title for the fourth time in a row? Anyway, let's go to Germany because there's a Nigerian there. He's been injured for a while. His name is Boniface. Victor. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah,
Boniface. Yeah. Victor Boniface.
Yeah.
Great player. Shame that he couldn't go to AFCON because he had an injury. But this is a tweet from him. He's been training. Looks like he's very close to returning.
Yeah, he just returned to training.
So he has posted the lyrics. I don't want to make a mess of myself, but I'll try. The lyrics to this Tony Montana song with Skepta and Portable.
That's a very, very, very odd link up. Bro, like, who would have thunk it? That's one of the things that if you place it was, that's the link up, like Leicester winning the league.
Yeah.
Like, one of the most unpredictable
link-ups. Some link-ups, you just don't see them coming.
Skepta, like the biggest rap artist in the UK, linking up with Portable. Wow.
Well, Portable has worked his way up there. So, yeah, congratulations to Portable, by the way.
Yeah.
So, Victor Boniface has posted, Big Smoke, Pelu Tobacco, Tony Montana,
yeah.
Waku, Psycho,
yeah.
I want to explode. Fire, ginger.
I think this is
yeah,
the,
bro.
This is the
like
hottest
song right song now. Right even now. in the UK, it is. So, Boniface is very funny with the way
he
behaves online. I really like it. I think it's one of the
sometimes I feel players. Like it can be too much, but at the end of the day, you post another one and I'll laugh.
I don't think it's too much. I enjoy it. I enjoy every bit of it. I like it. It shouldn't stop, please.
I think it will get to a stage you would stop.
Why?
Osimhen, I've reduced it drastically.
Yeah.
I think that's the pioneer of like something like that in Nigeria.
But Boniface has a funnier side to it than Victor.
I feel like he would at some
because
point.
Because Osimhen to me never came across like somebody that could be a comedian if he wasn't a footballer. I just knew that this guy likes to joke with his friends on social media. But this guy comes across because he was even in a comedy skit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if he wasn't a football player, there's a high chance he would be a skit maker.
Let's wait and see.
I don't think he would.
Let's wait and see.
Football money is too good, bro. So Boniface looks like he'll be back soon, and Bayer Leverkusen still unbeaten. They had a scare the other day in the Europa League.
Yeah, they left it very late against Karabag.
2-2 that one ended.
Yeah, Patrick Schick at the death. Wow. That team, they are very resilient. They don't give up. I don't know what Alonso is feeding those boys. Maybe the words or the food. I don't know. But
Alonso, incredible manager. I hope Liverpool find a way to bring him to Anfield.
I hope so too. He's good for the league.
Good for the league.
Yeah,
obviously.
I want him to come.
Alonso is a great manager. I like the way they play. Like the system is, I think they have three at the back.
Yeah, they have three at the back, and
they have
play
with
two
wing backs.
Amazing wing backs.
Frimpongo and Grimaldo.
And Grimaldo was like in the market for like two seasons from Benfica. Big team went for him. And look at him now. He has like 20 goal contributions, him and Frimpong.
Mm.
They have like 10 goals, 11 assists, both. Look at what they did to Bayern.
And
they made Bayern look like schoolboys.
Bro, Bayern is thinking of the place right now. Harry Kane is not going to win the league. He left Tottenham because he wants to win silverware. And he has gone to... It's so hilarious. But I was going to talk about Xhaka.
Granit
Xhaka, incredible season he's having.
Yeah.
When he was leaving Arsenal, he felt like, this guy's living the limelight. But he's still doing incredibly well in Germany.
I think this like the way we're saying that football is life. I think we should pick lessons from football too.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when you leave like a place that you feel like, oh, you can't get better than from a sport, and you go to maybe a lower level, that lower level might just like be your chance to shoot at the sky, because he left the Premier League and went to a lesser league to play for a lesser team, and look at him now. He would be a champion in a couple of weeks or months.
Arsenal are still vying for the Premier League.
Yeah.
They are not sure if they are going to win it or not.
So
Granit for sure is going to.
Don't be afraid to step
out
from your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lesson.
Yeah, we've been talking about a lot of football, but before we go, let us look at the international break coming up, and it's going to be from a Nigerian perspective because obviously we are Nigerians. Nigeria takes on Mali and Ghana, and the manager has left. Jose Paseiro did very well at AFCON. Very critical of him at the beginning of the tournament, but he made me eat every bit of my word, and I'm actually gutted that he has left.
Yeah, I don't feel like that. Feel like it's a good thing he left. I think he was not playing the Nigerian way, even though he got us to the final.
Yeah, but I thought it worked.
Yeah, it worked, but at the end of the day, we would complain. Let's be honest, we would complain with time, because we're not playing like the type of football we want Nigeria like as a team to play Super Eagles.
Well, I would rather.
We're very pragmatic. Like, no, it works.
I would rather play ugly and win.
Than I don't think play you would.
Beautiful football and not
You're
win.
You're a Liverpool
anything.
Fan.
Bro, yes, I am, but.
Yeah. Liverpool fans don't say that. What's wrong with you, bro?
We've not always been like this. Remember, yeah. We used to have Benitez. We yeah. had to play ugly at some point.
Yeah, but I feel like the best Liverpool teams of all time, like if you look at them.
They always play beautiful yeah. football. Well, bro.
Okay, would you like Mourinho at Liverpool?
Not right now, but there was a point in time when I was dreaming to have Mourinho at Liverpool. I wished he
came to Arsenal so before he went to Spurs, but
I wouldn't want that version of him.
It would be easy to turn on him.
Yeah.
Once things start going bad, if you have a manager that doesn't play like the style you're used to, mm-hmm. it would be easy for you to turn on him and. You know, she just go down you from there. But would you want Nigeria to employ now? Do you want a local coach?
That's a good question. Obviously, I want us to have a local coach, because even when we played the Ivory Coast, they had a local coach, and yeah. I don't think a foreigner has won AFCON as coach for a while now. Because yeah. even
I think Avery Leonard.
Yeah, he must have been the last one. But who were the defending champions before the last one? Was it Algeria?
Yeah, I think they had an Algerian coach.
Yeah. Then Senegal as well did it with Ali Youssef. Yeah. So
when we did it in 2013, so we did it with Stephen Keshi.
So it's difficult for a foreign guy to just come into our football and understand the dynamics of how we play. Like, it's like you're starting all the way from scratch. They need time to build to get to a certain level. But when you have a Nigerian that understands the system, most of the time I think it's a problem as well. The fact that we are limiting any call up, any manager's job we are trying to give someone. We are looking at ex-internationals. We are not looking at the local league, for instance. There is this guy, Ogumo Dede. He's the manager of Remo Stars.
Okay.
Remo Stars actually play like a brand of football that is similar to City.
Okay.
And I think having a manager like that in the Super Eagles would be nice if you're talking about style of play. Or okay. even... I don't know if...
But do you think coaches like that would be able to manage like big stars that would come and play with like the Victor Osimhen and the Alex Iwobis?
Well, we've not seen him done that yet. But if you don't give him the chance, then how would you know?
I feel like I would really, if they employ somebody like that, I would love it. But you know, the politics that comes to play when it comes to African football.
That's the thing, bro.
You can't underestimate it, because the annoying thing is they get these coaches that they can't even afford.
Exactly.
I'm sure one day Parcell will come outside and he would call us out. He would call the NFF out that they owe him money. It's something that happens every time when we get a foreign coach, and this AFCON. What happened with Ivory Coast winning with a local coach when they started with the competition with a foreign coach?
Exactly.
I think it supports our point here that the best person for our football is a local coach.
Yeah.
And even if it's somebody from Real Mustard, I don't care.
Swear down.
I don't. Or an ex-international.
So have you seen the list? We have the list for the Super Eagles, which is out right now, and there is an invitation, a first time invitation for Gabriel Osho, and there is this other name. Let me just go through the names. For the defenders, we have Calvin Bassey returning to after a good AFCON.
Yeah.
Jamilu Collins returns to the team, missed AFCON. I think he plays for a team in the championship.
Cardiff. Jamilu Collins.
Bruno Amaechi was at AFCON, didn't get game time.
What team does he play for?
I'm not sure. I think Porto.
I think he's in Portugal, but not Porto.
Okay. I'm not sure. Shemi Ajayi is also in the squad, had a great AFCON.
Yeah, one of our best players.
Kenneth Omeruo is in the squad. Chidozie Awazie. Gabriel Osho start playing for Nigeria for the first time.
Yeah.
Bright Osayi Samuel.
Sorry, about Gabriel Osho. Somebody mentioned the fact that I saw it in the comment section that why would you bring somebody that...
I have the tweet right here.
Yeah.
It's a tweet from at AJ Silva, CFC, Mr. Nigerian Football. He says the NFF invited Gabriel Osho over Olisanda. Really? What sort of joke is this? They invited a player that probably doesn't know Nigeria exists ahead of a player that would give his life for Nigeria, and you people wonder why our football is crumbling.
So, point of correction, Gabriel Osho obviously knows Nigeria exists, because even in the championship, when they got promoted, when they got promoted, he had the Nigerian flag.
Really?
Yeah. I remember it was him, Elijah, and Chinedu. I think they are three.
Ogbene.
Yeah, I think they just got Chinedu when they got promoted.
Chidozie Ogbene.
Yeah, I think they just got
that one plays for Ireland.
Yeah. But him and Elijah, when they got promoted to the Premier League, they had the Nigerian flag like around their neck, and
Wow,
he obviously knows Nigeria exists, and I'm sure he loves Nigeria.
The fact that somebody is born abroad doesn't make them any less of a Nigerian. I mean, Trust Ekong was our best player AFCON. He wasn't born in Nigeria. Our right back as well, what was his name again? Olaino had a great AFCON. He's not in the squad now because they were playing through pain.
Yeah, I think he showed in the final.
Yeah.
He had like a very bad game in the final.
Even Ekong now cannot play until the end of the season.
So be careful when you call these people out. Know that they played through the pain for us, and they actually love the country, because those injuries might be career ending. You don't even know.
Yeah.
So be kind with your words. And
I know today, Seth, we've always had like diaspora talents, and I think it goes as far back as the 80s, because there used to be a guy called, I was doing my research one time and I saw about Ruben Agboola. Do you know that guy?
I've heard, but I don't really know the story.
I think he was mixed race, and he played for us in way back in the
80s. We've had players who like the Fashanu brothers.
Even though he didn't quite work out for John Fashanu with Nigeria. Yeah. We've had Odemwingie.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite Super Eagles player ever.
So many players. And I'm a strong believer of the fact that we should, if we have the opportunity of inviting players that in diaspora that were not born here, but identify as Nigerians, we should always grab the opportunity. Because it's not just us. Look at the Italian national team. The Jorginho plays for Italian national team. He's Brazilian.
Yeah.
Emerson.
I always forget Jorginho is Brazilian. Yeah, that's the fakest Brazilian ever.
Diego Costa is Brazilian. Yeah. He played for Spain.
That one, immediately you see Diego Costa.
Their own is even more worse than ours, because these players, they come, like Jorginho came to Italy when he was 15.
Oh.
Yeah. He didn't speak any Italian or anything.
Wow.
He's not Italian, but right now he's Italian by
passport,
and he plays for them. So these people that you call whatever names you call, they are people that want to play for the country, that have dreamed of playing for the country ever since they were young. They are Nigerians. Let's just leave it at that.
Talking about diaspora talent, Cyril Desas returns to the team as one of the forwards. We have Taiwo Awoniyi as well. Kelechi Iheanacho, Victor Osimhen, and Sadiq Umar returning to the squad. For the wingers, we have Moses Simon, Nathan Taylor, Fisayo Dele-Bashiru, and Ademola Lookman. Is Ademola Lookman a winger? For me, he's a forward.
Yeah, he plays for me. He can be both.
For me, he's a forward. Well, for the midfielders, there's Alex Iwobi, another diaspora talent. Frank Onyeka, Wilfred Ndidi is back. Wow, incredible. We have Alhassan Youssouf and Raphael Onyedika. For the goalkeeper, there's Stanley Nwabali, who had a stellar performance at AFCON. Francis Uzoho and Ojo Olorunleke keeps his place. So the goalkeeping department has not changed. Let's see what goes on with the Super Eagles.
I'm pretty excited about Nathan Taylor.
Yeah, Nathan Taylor. Did I mention him?
Yeah, he's part of like the players at Leverkusen. And recently has been getting game time.
Yeah, I think he made his debut already for Nigeria,
if
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think in a qualifier
mm-hmm.
or friendly, I'm not sure.
So, guys, we've come to the end of the show. It's been good having myself back alongside Aziz. We've not stopped talking about the game, but it's just the only difference is that we're doing it on screen right now, and hopefully we'll be more consistent this time.
Yeah.
We've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes, and there's a lot of interesting content coming that I'm sure you guys would love. So make sure you stay tuned. Follow us on social media. My social media is at MoobDeep across all platforms. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter. It will be somewhere around, around
same
the screen.
Same as mine.
What's your username?
On X.
So you have different usernames for X and for Twitter?
I do different names.
Do people do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Incredible.
Many people do it.
We're going to stick it on the screen for you.
Yeah, so you can hit the follow button and like our content. And a lot of people, I don't know, like during hiatus, a lot of people have been asking me, yo, how far now? When are you guys coming back?
We are back now, guys.
So we're back now. So don't forget to like, share, and comment.
Subscribe to the YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Don't just watch. Make sure you subscribe after liking it. Let's give them a second for them to like it.
Yeah. And subscribe.
Do it now if you haven't done it. Go back. Do it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for watching. We'll be back very, very soon with some interesting content.
Yeah.
I've been Mubarak, and he's been
Abdulaziz.
And we are over and
out.